Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Yes, that's the sound of rock cracking right here in the month of October. And it's not only President Donald Trump that's causing rock splitting politics. There were some big rocks broken down in the Southland in the state of Alabama. We're going to talk about the victory of Judge Roy Moore in the Republican primary and the odds. And the odds and the money spent to keep him from winning. So we're going to have full details in today's show coming up very soon. But first, before we get into Judge Roy Moore's victory, I have to tell you, good news came out. And did you hear about it? I mean, does many people, I just didn't see it carried by the major news networks. Like, but it's huge. Donald Trump is president in the first full quarter. Of course, he was inaugurated in January, but he had the first quarter under his belt, first full quarter, the second quarter GDP that came in at 3.1%. They revised it upward. They had it at 3%, but moved it up to 3.1. Over 3%, folks. First full quarter as president of the United States. He did it in his first full quarter. And Barack Obama in 32 quarters never got it over 3%. 8 years. The only president to never, during his term and presidency, have an economic growth of a quarter that's over 3%. So, President Trump, you can take a bow. And there's a lot of things we can talk about. Everything from the NFL to North Korea to Iran to the new tax proposal. And we want to get into that next week some. But I have to tell you, because of the dramatic impact of what it means, Judge Roy Moore won in the state of Alabama a Republican primary. Let's set it up. What happened? Well, we know there's an incumbent, Luther Strange. Mitch McConnell wanted to protect him. Now, he was appointed senator, but he was the incumbent, had been up in D.C. Mitch McConnell wanted to make sure that he could keep him in place, so he pledged money. In fact, between the PACs and everything, $30 million into an Alabama Republican primary. And how much did Judge Roy Moore spend? Folks, listen to this. About somewhere between $2.5-3 million. Outspent over 10 to 1. 10 to 1. The establishment, Mitch McConnell, they wanted to make sure they kept Luther Strange. And not only that, somehow he got President Trump to come down. And just days before, within 72 hours, basically, the president of the United States stumped for Luther Strange, wanted people to get out and vote for Luther Strange. Then, the day before the election, the sitting vice president of the United States, Mike Pence, came down supporting Luther Strange. And, folks, it didn't move the people in Alabama to vote for Luther Strange. And people go, oh, Trump has lost his touch. No, it's deeper and more important than that. And that's why you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And let me tell you, I'm going to play a couple of clips. Niles Farage coming up. Who is he? He's not even an American. What's he doing down in Alabama with his strange British accent? Well, the first place he talked in America. I was there back last summer. It was in August. It was after the Republican National Convention. And Niles Faraj came to Jackson, Mississippi in August of 2016. And the first time he stood up with President Donald, well, at that time, he was the Republican nominee, Donald J. Trump. And Niles Faraj, who almost, not single-handedly, but he had the faith that the British people who were not being heard would get out and vote against Brexit, vote for Brexit, to get out the exit of the Great Britain from the European Union. Huge, huge vote. And nobody, everybody thought it was going to lose by several percentage points. At least 10, most were thinking. But they won very much like Donald J. Trump on November 8th. And Niles Faraj came to Jackson, Mississippi. He went on and helped campaign with the candidate Donald Trump. But the first place he came was Jackson, Mississippi to help Donald J. Trump at a rally there that I attended and heard everything. And then Niles Faraj said, listen, the polls, they may say Donald J. Trump's getting beat, but wait till the election night. And he was right. Now, what did he say about this Alabama race? Well, he came to Alabama, and Steve Bannon was there. We're going to hear from both of those. Let me let you listen to what Niles Faraj said at a campaign rally. This is before the vote. And take a listen to Niles Faraj and what he had to say and why he was in the state of Alabama.
Do you know, it was Saturday just gone. It was 6 p.m. at home. I'd cut the grass. I was thinking about having a drink, and the phone rings. It's Steve Bannon. He says, could you come to Alabama tomorrow? Because we'd like you to put your voice behind a true, genuine conservative in the shape of Judge Roy Moore. And I had to think about it. I had to think about it. Do you know, it took me a whole 10 seconds to decide to drop everything and come here to be with you this evening. And I came all this way because what is going on here with this vote tomorrow isn't just important for Alabama. It isn't just important for the Republican Party. It isn't just important for the United States of America. It's important for the whole global movement across the West that we have built up and we have fought for. And a movement that led the year of 2016 into being the great historic year that it was. You know, in 100 years to come, 200 years to come, people will look back on 2016 as the year when ordinary people, decent people, ignored people, people who've been despised by the political establishment, decided in 2016, you know what? We've had enough, and we're going to start voting for change.
Wow, did you hear Niles Faraj? Isn't it good to get a perspective from some person outside of the United States? And did you hear what he said? This is important, not just for Alabama, not just for the Republican Party, not just for the United States of America, but indeed for the world. Judge Roy Moore's victory has got an impact on the entire planet. That's what Niles Faraj just told you. But why was he down there? He said he was down there because he was invited by Steve Bannon. Now, Steve Bannon is no friend of Mitch McConnell. And a lot of incumbent Republicans that have let the national debt skyrocket, who went from $10 trillion to $20 trillion under Barack Obama, 10 months since November 8th to get rid of Obamacare, and they promised they'd do it for 7.5 years, and they failed. And what does Steve Bannon have to say about everything and why He was backing Judge Roy Moore. Here's what this is what Steve Bannon said just at the same rally there. Take a listen to a former White House advisor and now head of the Breitbart News, Steve Bannon.
Why is the world's media here today? Like Nigel said, why are they here? Why are the Financial Times of London, the BBC, NHK? You know why? Because tomorrow is going to decide who has sovereignty in the United States of America. Is it the elites in Washington, D.C. with their money, or is it the people at Alabama with their muscle?
Well, Steve Bannon wasn't mincing any words. He was down there firing the crowd up for Judge Roy Moore. And man, did he ever fire it up. And he was talking about Alabama muscle against the establishment's money. And I told you on the front end how much it was. And Steve Bannon, listen to this next clip, and you'll see why he got the crowd excited down in the state of Alabama.
Let's have a serious discussion what's going on here in Alabama. They've raised $30 million to Judge Moore's, what, two or three? And they've spent $30 million. They did not come down here to Alabama to have a reasoned discussion with you, to have a debate with you, to have any kind of talk about the issues of immigration, the issues of trade, anything that's important today, America's commitments throughout the world. What they did is spend $30 million to destroy a man.
They wasted it.
Now, is that money going to work? They didn't even have enough smarts to do it in a sophisticated manner. They took out 30-second TV spots. You know why? Because they think you're a pack of morons. They think you're nothing but rubes. They have no interest at all in what you have to say, what you have to think, or what you want to do.
Well, I can attest to that. You know that right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I've polished and put together a health care plan that's, I call it BTO, Doc Holliday's BTO plan, meaning it's better than Obamacare, much better than Obamacare. And they won't give me the time of day. I've gotten it to everybody I know how to, but basically, the PACs run Washington, D.C. now, the establishment. Even the skinny bill, Mitch McConnell couldn't get through. John McCain pulled his vote out on it. And when John McCain didn't vote for it, he may have sunk several incumbent senators. I tell you, there's people mad in the grassroots, not just the grassroots, throughout the Republican Party. And I can tell you, I went there to the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, just a little over a year ago. The best conservative Republican platform, and you can't get these senators and congressmen who were at the convention. Where are they when it's time to stand up for the Republican platform? Where are they? Why won't they do what the Republicans put together in the platform? Donald Trump's on page. He's ready to go with it, and they can't get the job done. That's what's frustrating to grassroots. That's what's frustrating to American citizens who want to see conservative principles and ideals put to work, and they're afraid to even be a part of the Republican Party because we can get the most conservative platform that we've had in decades, maybe forever. And it happened last year at the RNC, and we can't get the congressmen and congresswomen and senators to get together and get the job done and stay on the platform. Yes, I'm ranting, and I'm upset, and that's why incumbents should be scared. Their knees should be shaking. If they're up for re-election next year, they better get to work. They better get to work because they are in bad hot water, bad hot water. And we're going to listen to Judge Roy Moore here in just a minute in his victory speech, and it ought to put the fear in God on every incumbent who has practiced this establishment nonsense. And that's exactly what it is, establishment nonsense. Now, before we get to Judge Roy Moore's victory speech, which is outstanding, and we're going to play that here on the second half of the show, and I'll do some comments on it, but I just have to tell you that I want to remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net, and we're glad to have you. We got new listeners, and I'm proud that you're listening, tuning in. And now I need to let you know that we do have a book out. If you want to order that, you can go to my webpage. You can go right on the screen of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and I'll have some books there, a book cover. That Bedrock Truth, and I wrote that with Dr. Alveda King, Dr. Alex McFarland, and it's about the conservative principles that are bedrock that we need you to stand on. And get that book. You can order it at my website. Go there, and there's a new book that I have a chapter in that's called A Biblical Case for Israel, and get you up to date on what you need to know about the state of Israel right now and its place in the world. So help us stay on the show, keep the show on air, and keep us growing. Order the book there. And also, I just want to remind you, we got some great friends that back Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Take a listen to our friend Todd Starnes, and then we'll kick off the second half with the victory speech of Judge Roy Moore in the state of Alabama.
Hello, America. Todd Starnes here from the Fox News corner of the world, and you are listening to Rock Splitting Politics. Sweet mercy.
Whew, all right.
That's good.
And that was our friend Todd Starnes telling you about Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And it just reminded me that there's a clip I want to play from a friend of this show, and that's the father of Ted Cruz. And I just wanted to play this clip. We had him back on actually a few years ago. And it's hard to believe that, but he was talking about the importance of freedom, how Ted Cruz knew it. So listen to this clip of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, because it's so important. And it's, to me, this is why Judge Roy Moore is going to the Senate to stand side by side with Senator Ted Cruz now. And listen to Rafael Cruz, Ted Cruz's father, when I had him on a show and a couple years ago. Take a listen to Rafael Cruz and Doc Holliday.
His life.
I can understand. I never knew that about Senator Cruz. Wow.
Well, I'll tell you, before he left high school, he was passionate about freedom. He was passionate about the Constitution. And he knew without a shadow of a doubt what his life was going to be destined to be. Wow. That it would be to defend freedom, to defend the Constitution. And I'll tell you, you know, I don't know how many times I told him, Doc, you know, Ted, when I lost my freedom in Cuba, I had a place to come to.
Wow.
If we lose our freedoms here, where are we going to go? Now you tell me, Doc, if we lose our freedoms here, where are we going to go? There's no place to go.
Rafael, that very question, my 10-year-old asked me, Daddy, where will we go if we can't be free in America?
There's no place to go, Doc. Mm. And this is what we have to transmit to young people in America. We must be willing to fight to preserve the freedoms we've enjoyed in this country.
I just love Rafael Cruz, and what a great defender of freedom, and because of he lost his freedom in Cuba. And so, man, I love hearing his interview. You can go back in the archives and listen to Rafael Cruz, the full interview. But I just wanted to play that because his defense of freedom and talked to his son, Ted Cruz, now, and the fact that Judge Roy Moore, if he wins the general in December, this special election, he will join Ted Cruz in defending the Constitution of the United States the way it should be defended on the floor of the United States Senate. Let's make sure Judge Roy Moore wins this coming December. And now let's hear the victory speech, and I'll give some comment on that. But also, let's see, there's something we need. I tell you what, take a little listen to this, and it'll put you in the mood for the victory of Judge Roy Moore.
Sweet home Alabama, but I'm coming home to you.
How about a little Sweet Home Alabama from Lynyrd Skynyrd? Can't get much more southern than that. And Judge Roy Moore joins right in. Take a listen to his victory speech.
My good friend Dean Young, Mr. Brant Frost and his daughters, Katie. And somewhere I've missed the Ford family. That's half the. There they are right there. Give the Ford family. And I have my security man for 15 years. He's come back to visit me. This is Lynyrd Holyfield. There's one you don't see up here. Let me just tell you, he's done more for my campaign than anybody. And that's Almighty God.
Amen.
I want everybody to understand that when I talk about God in this campaign, I've never prayed to win this campaign. I've only prayed that God's will be done. Because I think you can sometimes win on your own, and it's not a good thing. And sometimes you can lose, and it's the best thing. But the best thing we can do is put it in the hands of the Almighty. And as Saran was saying, there's nothing too great for God. For one day every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain or hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together.
Doc Holliday, I just got to jump in here now. Words straight out of the Holy Book, the Bible. And wow, do you remember when those words were used by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.? The liberal press loved it. I did too. I love to go back and hear him say those words right out of the Bible. But don't hold your breath for the mainstream media falling all over Judge Roy Moore the way they did Dr. Martin Luther King when he used the same words out of the Bible. Let's go on and let's hear a little more scripture reading from not scripture reading. Judge Roy Moore was speaking from his heart. He didn't have notes. He wasn't reading these scriptures. They're embedded in his heart.
For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodness thereof is the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever.
Amen.
You know, we're put here on earth for a short time. And for that short time, our duty is to serve Almighty God and to acknowledge Him in all things. I've just been talking. I've talked to the governor who's congratulated me, Governor Ivey. I've talked to Mr. Strange, who has recognized that I've won and that he'll work with me. I've talked to Senator Lee, Senator Paul, Rand Paul, and Senator Cruz.
Like I mentioned before, when Raphael's father, I played that part from Raphael Cruz. Judge Roy Moore is talking about some good, strong company that he needs to join up there in the United States Senate.
Various others that are important in our government. Together we can make America great. We can support the president. Don't let anybody in the press think that because he supported my opponent that I do not support him and support his agenda. As long as it's constitutional, as long as it advances our society, our culture, our country, I will be supportive. As long as it's constitutional. But we have to return the knowledge of God and the Constitution of the United States to the United States Congress.
Now, is there anybody better proven that they will do that than Judge Roy Moore? Go get him, Judge.
There's I believe we can make America great, but we must make America good, and you cannot make America good without acknowledging the sovereign source of that goodness, the sovereign source of our law, liberty, and government, which is Almighty God. We have become a nation that has distanced ourselves from the very foundation. Washington said that of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. We've got to recognize that we've been separated by something that separation of church and state doesn't stand for. It doesn't separate us from God. Nothing can separate us from God. We are one nation under God, and we can become one nation unified. There's so much division in our society. Protest. Demonstrations. Mobs. Racial strife. But we're all created in the image of God. I recall what Harry Truman said in his inaugural address. The American people stand firm in the faith which has inspired this nation from the beginning. We believe that all people are created in the image of God, and from that faith we will not be moved. We've been moved, but we can move back. God can still bring us back. The Constitution has been my life. I was sworn many, many years ago to the United States Constitution on the banks of the Hudson River as a cadet at the United States Military Academy. I fought in a war to defend that Constitution. I fought in the courts against liberal judges that have usurped their authority under that Constitution. And I'll fight for you at the United States Senate. I'll fight for the people of this state and of this nation who want to bring our country back to its greatness. And we can, and we will. And thank you very much for your support. This is a time for victory. It's a time to remember the struggles we've gone through, but it's also time to rededicate our lives to God and to the Constitution and to our country, to our families. Let's go again and make America great. Thank you. May God bless you and the state of Alabama. Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Judge Roy Moore with a little bit, almost like a fiery sermon in parts from the speaker stand, and it was a huge victory. I played that part from Nigel Farage because it echoes beyond the state of Alabama. And there's incumbents now, like I said, maybe shaking in their boots. The same day that Judge Roy Moore won, Senator Bob Corker, incumbent in Tennessee, announced that he would not run for re-election. Maybe he took some polling, and it didn't look good. There's several incumbents who take some new polls after Judge Roy Moore won, and I'm excited. I feel like we can start draining the swamp. So many of these politicians been up there 15, 20 years or more, and they just feel like, oh, we're not part of the swamp. Well, you haven't changed your voting habits. You know, you better wake up and smell the coffee or go home and stay home, and because the people are going to move on to someone else. And it's about time to do on some, just like Steve Bannon said, draining the swamp. How do we get $20 trillion in a hole? Well, I've said before, obviously we got people who can't get the job done. And I'm not saying give it to the Democrats. We just got to find some Republicans that are willing to fight. And that's what we're looking for right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, encouraging you. And you won't hear these clips the way I put them together with the commentary anywhere else but right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Next week we'll get in more of the tax reform. I just want to say this. Thank you for listening. Don't ever give up. Judge Roy Moore could have given up 10 years ago, 2 years ago. And like I said, you know he's a friend of this show. I've been down there in the Alabama State Supreme Court with Judge Roy Moore. And I'm telling you, he's an amazing man. And he stands firm. He's got a backbone of steel. And he'll make the U.S. Senate real, I'm telling you. He's going to bring some reality to it. So let's hope he can get in December. Doc Holliday And Rock Split in Politics salutes Judge Roy Moore, and we thank him for his service. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.